It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Okay, greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and to the people of Taos. I welcome you to a special edition of All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we're broadcasting from the deck of the Bavarian Restaurant off of Route 150 in the beautiful Taos Ski Valley. This show kicks off a series of remote broadcasts of All Things Real Estate that will run through the fall and take the show to a variety of interesting locations in northern New Mexico. Today we want everyone here on the deck of the Bavarian around Taos, and especially all of you in Santa Fe, to come and tour the fabulous Bavarian Chalets right here off of Route 150 in the Taos Ski Valley. Not only will you have some fun, be able to grab a bite to eat on Easter Sunday, but for those of you who actually tour the Bavarian Chalets, you will be entered into a raffle for great free gifts, including Taos ski lift tickets for next season, as well as lodging, restaurant, water rafting, llama tour, and web design gift certificates. We really have an action-packed show today, and with Gino Thompson, my producer in Santa Fe, Kelly Matthews, my promo engineer extraordinaire right here, music being played for Taos listeners by the famous Patty Mack of KTAOS 101.9 FM, a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate being beamed magically to the people of Santa Fe, chalet tours being booked, and skiers flying down the hill right next to the Bavarian's deck. Well, we sure can offer plenty of action for anyone who joins us today. So come up to the award-winning Bavarian Chalets off of Route 150 in the Taos Ski Valley, take a tour, and win a prize. And for anyone who wants more information on the Bavarian Chalets, call 690-0900. That's 690-0900. Also, there's parking right here next to the Bavarian Lodge, or at the hiker's parking area right before you get to the lodge, so just follow the balloons and the signs. So I'll tell you what, for those on the deck here on the Bavarian, we'll be back to you in just a moment. But for my listeners back in Santa Fe, let's get right into the show with a couple of minutes of state of the market commentary that Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, gave to me this morning.
Hi, Ray. The Easter Bunny has a present for seniors this year. With the mortgage industry's mandate for income documentation on new mortgages, it has become increasingly difficult for seniors on retirement or limited income to qualify for a purchase. But there is a little-known silver lining to this process. There's a loan product called a reverse purchase. Reverse mortgages have been around for a long time and are formally called home equity conversion mortgages because it's a way for individuals over the age of 62 to utilize the equity in their home for their needs in retirement. Reverse mortgages have an undeserved bad rap because in the early days there were some abuses, but today there are government-guaranteed loans which are highly regulated with a requirement for full disclosure several times through the loan origination process. In the last year, there have been two significant changes to the reverse mortgage. The loan limit was raised from $425,000 to $625,000, and a new fixed-rate product has been introduced. Previously, the reverse mortgage only was offered as an adjustable-rate mortgage, which had an expected rate over the life of the loan of 6.5%. Today, the fixed-rate mortgages come as low as 5.5%. In reverse mortgages, as opposed to a regular forward mortgage, the single most important piece of information is the age of the borrower. Once a loan is made, the borrower never has another mortgage payment. The amount they can borrow is based upon a statistical estimate of lifespan and payment accrual because each month a payment is added to the loan balance. The borrower continues to own his own home, can sell or refinance at will, and will never owe more than the value of the home. The magic of the reverse purchase is illustrated thus. Borrower wants to buy a $400,000 home. He does not have enough income to qualify for an 80% mortgage of $320,000. However, he does have liquid assets. If he is at least 62, he need only put down about 48% or about $192,000 and will never have another mortgage payment. If he's 85, he'll need to put down only 30% or about $120,000. Obviously, he needs to pay taxes and insurance, but the amount of equity left in the home after his death depends upon how long the mortgage runs. But in the first 5 to 8 years, as long as there's some market growth, his equity remains reasonably stable. Sounds to me like this is an example of the Easter Bunny bringing a present for those who qualify, especially seniors over 62 years old. Thanks, Ray.
Okay, so that was Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, with his excellent commentary. We're going back to why we're sitting here at the beautiful Taos Ski Valley. We are here with my colleague from Santa Fe Realty Partners and Taos Realty Partners, Julie Brook, who is offering these terrific chalets for touring today. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thank you, Ray.
Put that mic up a little bit. We've got all sorts of issues going on today. We've got beautiful weather, but we have a little bit of wind. And it's freezing cold.
It's warm if you have down on.
Absolutely. Anyway, Julie, we've already kicked off the show with you talking to the famous Patty Mack of KTAL Radio about the tour here at the Bavarian Chalets. So talk a little bit for the listeners back in Santa Fe. What's going on?
Well, we've got, as you said, we've got tours of these beautiful chalets. Right now, there are six built. One is available. It's a three-bedroom, four-bath chalet, and we're really excited to announce the new building of one- and two-bedroom chalets that are hopefully going to start construction this summer.
Right.
And so what we're doing is we're offering tours of the three-bedroom as an example of what's going to be built, and also because that one's available.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just absolutely gorgeous.
And I think the important thing for Santa Feans is that if you don't have plans here on Easter Sunday, come up here to the Bavarian Lodge. You can have some food. The weather is beautiful. If you want to ski, you can ski. You can spend the afternoon in Taos. But if you come up here and you take tours of these Bavarian chalets with Julie Brook, you're going to be automatically entered into a raffle for a bunch of fabulous gifts. Let's just run down some of the gifts that are available.
We have a total of 16 giveaways. And they are nice.
Uh-huh.
They range from custom footbed from the Boot Doctor to custom web design from Comet Studios Web Design, which is actually out of Santa Fe but donated by Kachina Mountain Lodge.
Uh-huh.
And we've got lunch certificates for the Bavarian restaurant, breakfast for at the Taos Inn. We've got overnight stays for two-night stays. We've got several of those, actually, at the Bavarian Lodge, the Bavarian Chalets, and La Posada de Taos has donated a two-night stay generously. And
lots of other stuff
is
available, so you have to come up here to take a tour and see what the prizes are. But let's talk a little bit more about the Bavarian Chalets. Now, they were designed by an internationally known and award-winning designer.
Absolutely. Alexandra Champalimaud. She was the 2009 Designer of the Year, awarded by Interior Design and Hospitality Magazine. And these chalets have already garnered a couple of really prestigious awards. They won, were in the top finalists for the
Boutique Hotel.
That's Boutique Hotel, thank you.
Very good.
In 2009. And 2010, Travel and Leisure Magazine picked them as top 50 most romantic getaways.
Uh-huh. Well, and I've taken a tour of these chalets, and they are not only beautiful, but they are romantic, even though we were on business. So I encourage everyone who comes up here to take a look themselves and see just exactly what we're talking about. Julie, you've come up to Taos for many years. For someone that comes from Santa Fe, what makes this place so special?
Well, oh, so many things, Ray. It's hard to even know where to start. But the skiing is amazing. It's world-class skiing here. We've got one of the best ski schools, both for instruction and for guides of the mountain. And the nature, since it is the last day of ski season, and we're going to be entering spring and then summer soon, the wilderness and nature here is just phenomenal. There's amazing mountain biking. It's a wonderful, warm community here where people know one another. They recognize the guests that come up and stay. They recognize their kids.
Right.
You know, everybody, I think, comes here. A lot of people come here because they feel really supported, and then they can get out and enjoy some of the most beautiful nature around.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the chalets themselves. Talk a little about the amenities that are available to folks. Can they customize them?
The new ones, there is the opportunity still to customize because we have not broken ground on those yet.
Right.
So yes, and the existing units are sold completely furnished down, and the new ones will be too, actually, unless somebody doesn't want that, of course, but they're absolutely gorgeous furnishings. Completely furnished down to the vintage ski artwork on the walls.
Right.
And organic cotton linens and glassware. I mean, everything. You just need to bring your toothbrush and, you know, your hiking boots or pair of skis.
Okay. So if someone today came up from Santa Fe, and they took a tour, and you're going to be doing this until probably about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
They would be entered into the raffle, and then if they were interested in a chalet, in one of the ones that are being constructed, what's the next step for them?
Then I can get them all of the materials on the chalets, including floor plans and whatnot. They pick one out. They fill out a reservation agreement, which they can do today, but, you know, we can do that in the future, too.
Right.
And then when we
be
have
the proud owner, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And be ready for ski season maybe 2011, right?
Ski season 2011 is what we're looking at, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been talking to my colleague, Julie Brooke, who is associate broker along with me at not only Santa Fe Realty Partners, but also Taos Realty Partners. We're up here at the beautiful Bavarian Lodge, sitting on the deck out here looking at skiers coming down the hill. And we invite all of you in Santa Fe to, you know, come on up here for an afternoon, have some food, have some fun, enter a raffle, take a tour of the chalets. So I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer back in Santa Fe, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk to some interesting folks and celebrities here in Taos. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I am sitting up here at the deck of the Bavarian Lodge and Restaurant here on the beautiful Taos Ski Valley. We're here today because we want everybody in Santa Fe to drive up and take a tour of these beautiful Bavarian chalets that my colleague Julie Brooke from Santa Fe and Taos Realty Partners is offering for sale. Anyone who comes up here to take a tour of the chalets today will be automatically entered into raffles for fabulous gifts, including ski lift tickets, restaurant and lodge certificates, just all sorts of good stuff. So we encourage you to drive up here. Again, this is off of Route 150. So drive through Taos, take Route 150 up to the Taos Ski Valley, follow the signs and the balloons to the Bavarian Lodge, and join us right here on the deck. We're having a lot of fun doing this. Julie, we were talking in the last little segment there about some of the amenities of the chalets. Again, talk about how many you have left to build.
The new building is going to be, we're going to start with 6 one-bedroom and 2 two-bedroom units, and they're going to be ski in, ski out right next to the Bavarian. Skiers left as you ski down the mountain. They will have a hot tub, sauna, and a ski locker, kind of like a spa locker room, but it'll be a ski locker room.
Uh-huh.
And changing rooms, so you can kind of get ready to go skiing or finish up skiing before you even go into your unit, which is kind of nice, park everything.
Right. And so, again, if someone wants to come up today, they can take a tour easily. We actually have our colleague, Robbie Dobbins, who's sort of mastering the tours, right?
That's right. He's over there right now.
And you've actually had some people already take a tour. They were just here on the deck before the show started. They said it sounds fabulous. So you've already had a half a dozen people go.
Yeah,
over.
We have.
That's
we have.
Again, we encourage everyone from Santa Fe to scoot on up here today. Make a day of it here in the Taos Ski Valley, where you can have a terrific meal here at the Bavarian Lodge and Restaurant. You can meet Julie Brooke, my colleague. You can take a tour of the chalets and be entered into a raffle for these fabulous free gifts. Watching skiers coming down the hill. Are you going to be able to ski today, Julie? Probably not.
I don't think I'm going to make it out.
Yeah. And it's the last day of ski season here in Taos, so I can see people are lining up right now to sign up for tours of the chalet. That's terrific. I tell you what, Gino Thompson, we've actually come to that part of the show when it's time for our legal segment of the week. And this week, my friend at the Rubin Katz Law Firm, Jim Rubin, has provided us with some commentary about how this beautiful Taos Ski Valley actually came into existence. There is a lot of information about this at the Rubin Katz Law Firm, but let's take a listen to some of the legal issues associated with doing a the development here at the Taos Ski Valley. And, Gina, why don't you take it from there?
When we sit up here at the Taos Ski Valley, one might wonder how it is that O.E. Patterson woke up one morning after World War II and decided to purchase the old mining village of 20, New Mexico. This was several years before the well-known story of Ernie Blake developing the private lands up here after flying around the Taos Mountains and discovering this gorgeous location. Original deeds to a landowner out of the federal government or the state of New Mexico are generally known as a patent and should not be confused with patents on inventions. And Mr. Patterson probably received a patent from the U.S. to the lands in Taos, where we see most of this private development. Patents are issued under various acts of Congress or laws of New Mexico, and many of these acts were created before 1900, so it takes a professional to locate and analyze them. For example, patents generally reserve certain rights to the federal or state government and often are harmless in nature, such as the reservation of quicksilver. But sometimes they can be very serious, like in the case of a patent reserving oil and gas rights to the state. Under this scenario, a landowner would deal with the uncertainty of the state possibly leasing exploration rights to an oil company or the existence of a state easement that allows for traffic on the property at any point in time. So attorney Jim Rubin strongly urges any buyer who is dealing with land patent reservations to seek legal counsel. Being able to have your seller clear up any land patent title issue before you buy a property will make any future sale of that property so much easier. Thanks again to attorney Jim Rubin for a useful legal topic of the week. If you have your own questions on land patents, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio show icon, and then go right to the Rubin Katz Law Firm logo.
Okay, back here on All Things Real Estate. Again, this is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. I'm here at the Bavarian Lodge in the beautiful Taos Ski Valley. And I now am sort of shifting gears. I've got a new friend with me here at the table who I'm going to interview for a couple minutes. I have Paul Laycock, who is with me. Paul has been around for many, many years here in, since 69, I think you said.
Yes.
And Paul is actually a ski instructor. He's a realtor. He's a what don't you do?
Yeah, I do residential construction up here.
Okay, so you do everything up
here,
right? So talk a little bit about what brought you here to Taos and, you know, what you find exciting about this place.
Yeah, I grew up, I moved to Albuquerque in the late 50s. And I went to school there, and I started coming up here to ski in the late 60s. And then went to college in UNM and just got addicted to this place. I mean, it's just one of these places. It's called New Mexico, the land of enchantment. Sometimes we think it's the land of entrapment.
Yeah. Well, that is a phrase I've heard on many occasions, but certainly not here at the Taos Ski Valley.
Oh, it is. I mean, you come here and you realize that I've skied. I've taught skiing here in Colorado. Also, I worked up in California for a while in the Kirkwood area. And just it reminds me a lot of Kirkwood. It's what skiing's all about. And so mountains, it's not, you don't come here for glamour. You don't come here to show off. You come here just because it's a great place to live.
And what do you think about these chalets?
I took a tour of them a couple weeks ago, and I thought they're really beautiful. The way they're laid out, just everything set up is really nice.
The amenities as a contractor are pretty spectacular.
They're pretty spectacular, for sure.
Yeah. Well, if you were going to recommend to someone down in Santa Fe how they should spend their Easter afternoon, what would you suggest that they do?
That definitely should be in Taos. I mean, when you look at to come skiing here, just the in and out, how convenient it is. Look, the nightmares they've had in Santa Fe, just getting to the ski area. It's so close to town. We're here. We don't have that problem.
And one of the nice things about this afternoon, Paul, is that people can come up here. They can take a tour of the chalets. And if they take a tour of the chalets, they're entered into this raffle for all these fabulous gifts. And I don't know if you heard about some of them.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to do, too. I got to take another tour.
Absolutely. Well, you might as well even
so many great giveaways. I mean, you guys are just putting it out for us.
Yeah, well, and from a construction standpoint, what's your opinion of the chalets themselves? I mean, the inside amenities are very nice, but as a structure itself.
Yeah, I mean, just the whole layout, it seems real comfortable, real convenient for people, and be really a nice place to be and stay.
Mm-hmm.
I can see what they're doing here, and I think they did a good project.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And I've seen the design of what they're going to do in the future, and I think it's all going to work real well.
If you wanted to give some sort of last thoughts to someone who might be deciding, where to actually find a second or a third home, what's your opinion about buying here in Taos?
I think it's probably one of the best places they could come because, the economy and what it is, we weren't overpriced here and overbuilt, so the economy hasn't just tanked.
Uh-huh.
we're kind of on the upswing when it happened, and so we leveled off a bit, but I think it's going to be nothing but up. It's not going to keep dropping.
Great.
In a lot of places.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul Aycock, you've been giving some good texture here to why someone might find Taos a good destination. The chalets, you've toured them. You think they're a fabulous offering. So I want to thank you for being on All Things Real Estate today. And listen, are you going to be able to ski this afternoon?
Oh, yeah. I've been skiing. I hopefully be a lot more in today.
Okay, very good. Well, it's the end of the season, so you better take advantage of it. That's Paul Aycock, who is extraordinary. He's a man of many talents here in Taos. We appreciate you stopping by the radio show. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, it's a little early, but I'm going to take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with lots of celebrities here in Taos and give you a little bit more information about the Bavarian Chalet. So please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute here. Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I am sitting on the deck of the Bavarian Restaurant here in the beautiful Taos Ski Valley. We are promoting people from Santa Fe coming up today to take a tour of the Bavarian Chalets, which my colleague Julie Brooke of Santa Fe and Taos Realty Partners is offering for sale. They are terrific properties. You've already heard a little bit about them. And for anyone who comes up here today and takes a tour of the chalets, they are automatically entered into a raffle for terrific Taos related gifts, including ski lift tickets, certificates for restaurants and lodging, and the like. I'm now joined, though, by someone who has, as I said when I was talking to her before the show started again, some great pedigree. I have Adriana Blake, who is actually the granddaughter of the founder of the Taos Ski Valley, Ernie Blake. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And I'm talking to a marketing person, so we've decided we can talk for the rest of the afternoon about everything that's fabulous about Taos.
That's right. Take things with a grain of salt.
Really? Seriously, though, you've grown up here. You know this place. You've seen it transformed. What's your impression
about it?
Part of
the transformation, and we did grow up here and spent our lifetimes on the mountain, and now a couple of the Blake third generation work for the mountain and are moving it on into the future.
Uh-huh. And if you could really sort of recount for people in Santa Fe, Ernie Blake is an institution, the name.
He is. He's a ski institution in New Mexico for sure and definitely up here. He came here and founded the ski area with my grandmother in 1954.
Uh-huh.
And 54, 55 was our first season. And essentially there was nothing at Taos Ski Valley. It was an old mining camp that had been closed down for 50 years. And they came up here and are true pioneers in that they kind of camped, essentially. And every time they would make a little money, they would put it back into the ski area. And now we've gone from there, 3 employees, to 600 employees and
well,
try and keep it going.
Well, here we are sitting surrounded by snow. It's a little chilly, but it's a very beautiful day, lots of sunshine. But let's shift gears and talk about what goes on here in the summertime.
Tons of stuff goes on at Taos Ski Valley in the summertime. Taos, besides being a ski resort, is also a village. The village of Taos Ski Valley runs a lot of the summertime activities, and we do mountain biking, hiking. We run a lift in the summertime starting at the end of June, which is kind of when snow melts. We do a giant music festival. Last year, Ozo Motley came and Joan Osborne, and it's about the 15th of August, and I actually don't know yet who's coming, but we are on for the music festival again. And it's just super beautiful here in the summertime, especially if you live somewhere hot, if you're an Albuquerque dweller
or
Phoenix or Santa Fe. You know, it's usually about 40 degrees cooler here than anywhere else, it seems like. And so lots of people come up in the summertime to just hang out. And we're sitting here at the Bavarian, and they run their deck and everything in the summertime, and there is no better place to sit out in the sunshine and drink beer than here.
Oh, I bet that's the case. And do most of the businesses thrive just as much in the summertime as they do in the winter?
It's actually much mellower here in the summertime, but a lot of the shops are open, the restaurants are open, and it's very mellow. Like, it's definitely not as busy in the summertime as it is in the wintertime, but it's also a really nice feel. Lots of people come up. We host several different kind of schools that are, we host a music school and a ballet school, and so there's tons of people around all the time.
And, Adrienne, I don't want to put you on the spot because I had a contractor on just a moment ago, and he was talking about the Bavarian chalets that Julie Brooke, my colleague, is offering for sale. What do you think of them? I'm staring right at them, right to the left here of the deck. I mean, they're pretty fabulous.
I think you can't beat the location, that's for sure.
You
can walk right to lift 4 and load the lift from here, so it's kind of its own little base area back here. They're gorgeous, and they also have access to this great restaurant, so people can come over and experience what these guys do here really, really as well as stay in a totally beautiful facility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool that they're new. There hasn't been a lot of new accommodations at Tuskegee Valley in a very long time. The Edelweiss chalets were kind of the last one that are brand new, and then these chalets are totally unique to this area as well. And I think they did a really good job of kind of sticking to the theme of what we aim for here at Tuskegee Valley, kind of the East European thing.
Which very much the feel, all the people sort of dressed in authentic Austrian outfits here serving you beer and sausages. It's really a fabulous place. Well, I want to encourage people, as you're listening to Adrienne Blake, to jump in your car. You've got all afternoon to get up here to Taos to take a tour of the Bavarian chalets, have a nice meal, be entered into a raffle, win some prizes.
Can come up to the Bavarian chalets and have lunch and then come down and join us for pond skimming down in the base area.
Now talk about that. What is that exactly?
We dug an 80-foot pond. It's 80 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And this afternoon, starting at 2:30, people will try and ski across it, the length of it. And they all dress up in costumes and try and clear the pond, and it is the funniest thing we do all winter long.
I hope you get that on film.
Oh, we totally get it on film. The other thing is, since it's warm, the costumes will get really creative.
And does anyone ever make it all the way
across?
Oh, yeah,
a few people make it.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but a few people make it.
Well,
we have some really stunning splashes.
Oh, I bet you do. Now, that's about today, but let's talk a little bit about the future. Someone who's in marketing, someone with the pedigree that you have, the Blake family, who... You know, the family that created Taos Ski Valley.
Yeah.
What do you see for the next 5, 10, 15 years?
Well, the Blake family is definitely here to stay. We've committed to being here and have just started working on our master development plan with the forest. And it's something that ski areas that are on public lands have to do. You do a master development plan and you say, in the next 15 years, these are all the things that we'd like to do. And you'll definitely start seeing some of the changes on the hill, probably starting next summer. And then in the base area, we're doing a pretty big base area redevelopment because a lot of our buildings were built in 1960s, 1970s, and they've gotten pretty tired. And so a lot of that will start going away, and there'll be lots of development
and
down there.
And that would be for the 2011 season if they would be in place?
You'll start seeing a lot of those changes starting summer of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for people who know Taos downtown, the galleries, the restaurants, the lovely shops that exist there, that has been that way for quite some time. Is it sort of a town that has just improved but stayed about the same size?
Well, it's grown a little bit, but a lot of the people that come here are really committed to keeping it small. And they do a great job in the summertime of kind of constant activities, festivals and art openings and all those types of things that make it really cool no matter when you come. And a lot of people actually stay up here in the mountains because it's cooler, but are here to do the whole town thing, to go to the galleries and the museums and check out what they've got going on down there.
And people come here from all over the world, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of these homes that we see up here are second, third, whatever type of homes.
Definitely
a lot of people live
here
full time.
Nope,
right?
Only 103 people live here full time.
Really? That's amazing.
That's our registered voter.
No kidding.
Folks that live here full-time, but there are lots of homes up here, and many people have second homes or are starting to work on having condos and stuff like that that they use year-round.
And if you wanted to recommend sort of a passing thought to people in Santa Fe, I know we have a lot of attractions in Santa Fe, of course, but we don't have quite the kind of ski operation you guys have here, but why should someone from Santa Fe come up and spend the afternoon today?
To come up and spend it today?
Yeah.
Well, fully, because Santa Fe has another week. So if you go up to ski at Santa Fe, you know, and don't come up here, you're missing our last day. And it is so gorgeous out, total spring skiing conditions. We're still over 100 inches on the base. So it's a great time to come up. Tickets are really inexpensive, hit the hill. If you have a Taos card, which a lot of people in Santa Fe do, they ski for free today.
Uh-huh.
So time to come up and then hang out for the party here at the Bavarian and down in the base area.
Now, Adriana, not to put you on the spot again, but are you going to give us a gift?
We did donate gifts.
Talk a little bit about
part of the. We donated tickets as prizes for the. So if you come and you tour the chalet, you get registered in their big drawing, and we donated lift tickets to that.
Wow.
2 days for two people.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you can set yourself up for next season.
Uh-huh. And that would be for this coming season, right?
Well, for next, for the 2010-2011
season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't quite gotten through this one quite yet.
Well, it's the day will be over here sooner than anybody wants, but I'm looking up at the lift, the chairs, and people are just taking a ride up and having a great time coming down right here at the Bavarian. So, Adriana, before I let you go, I know you're busy. You're a busy lady here doing the marketing for Taos Ski Valley. Any last thoughts for our listeners down in Santa Fe?
I just want to thank everybody in Santa Fe for coming up this winter. We had tons of skiers from there, lots of pass holders, and they did a fabulous job of coming up and skiing with us, and I really hope everybody enjoyed the season. Thank you.
Excellent. That was Adriana Blake, who is the granddaughter of the founder of the Taos Ski Valley, Ernie Blake. She is the marketing director of Taos Ski Valley. Her family is very much involved with this. And, Adriana, thanks so much for the gift that you donated. We appreciate it. And that should serve as great encouragement for everyone down in Santa Fe to jump in their car, drive up today to the Taos Ski Valley, join us here at the Bavarian Lodge, take a tour of the beautiful Bavarian chalets that my colleague Julie Brooke is offering for sale. Again, for anyone who comes up today, they are automatically entered into a raffle for fabulous gifts, and we're sort of doing a free-flowing kind of thing here. My next guest is actually someone who has spent many, many years coming up here. His name is Paul Horvath. Paul is, for lack of a better description, a financial industry executive. Is that correct?
That's right.
Well, listen, welcome to the show, All Things Real Estate. Nice to have you on the program today. And you're here with your family, right?
That's right. No, it's great to be here. Sunny day, beautiful Taos sunny day.
Now, you've been coming up since you were a kid. Is that correct?
That's right. I first came up here.
You look like a kid to me now.
Well, actually, after I look more like a kid after 5 days of skiing here than I did when I got here. So. But no, I came up, we came out here in 1972, and I was 5 years old, and I went through the Taos ski school.
Uh-huh.
And now, really, for the last 20 years, we've been skiing a lot in Europe, Verbier, Semmeritz, Lech, and...
your life is tough.
Well,
lucky
but,
you, well, that's great.
It's time to get, my youngest daughter is two, so she's not quite ready for the ski school, but I have a 5-year-old and 8-year-old, and they're in the ski school right now, and so I want them to experience what I experienced.
Well, talk a little bit about that. What distinguishes the Taos Ski School from other ski schools?
Well, we like it a lot. It's when you go there, different to other ski schools, both in Europe and even in the U.S., it's really a family environment. They sort of treat you like a family.
Uh-huh.
We were late a little bit today. It wasn't a problem. And you get the feeling that they really want to help you learn how to ski rather than they're just there because you're paying them to. So it's great. But also, you know, our kids really didn't know how to ski 5 days ago, and yesterday I went with my 5-year-old down Honeysuckle.
Wow.
So I think it's a really good ski school. Not only are they good people there, nice people, but they push you in the right way.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I look forward to being able to ski with them in a year or two on all the stuff here at Taos.
Uh-huh. And is this your wife behind us here?
That's right.
And did I hear correctly, you're a former Wall Street Journal journalist? Is that Cecile, correct?
That's right, yeah.
She's not mic'd up, but she's nodding at me. Yes or no? Was that fun work being a journalist? Come on the microphone.
Hi.
Hi. Was that fun being a journalist?
Yeah, it's wonderful because you get to see a lot of the world, and somebody is paying you for it to travel and learn and speak to interesting people. So it's a great job.
And you're still doing that now.
I still am. Uh-huh. Yes, over in London where we live.
Uh-huh. And where do you guys usually, when you're vacationing, are you coming to the States to vacation, just to Taos, or do you go somewhere else?
We spend a lot of time in New Mexico when we can. We love it. So we will usually take one vacation a year in Europe. You know, over there you get more holidays than over here.
Yes.
So, and then 2-3 times a year we'll come to New Mexico because the skiing is fantastic, but also in the summers we come up to Taos to go hiking. And we have a home in Santa Fe, so we love being there as well.
Terrific. Do you go to the opera in Santa Fe?
We have been. Uh-huh. Yes, we have.
And what are your kids' favorite activities in the summertime here in New Mexico?
They enjoy the swimming. We take road trips with them, which is this state has so much to offer in terms of natural beauty. We went to White Sands with them. We go on hikes with them. They just like everything about it.
Uh-huh. And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Germany, so I grew up skiing and more in Switzerland and Austria and Germany than over here.
Well, I guess the natural question, you and your husband Paul talked about it a moment ago, the difference between skiing in Europe and skiing in Taos. You know, how would you tell the listeners in Santa Fe what the differences are from your perspective?
You know, I'll tell you it is a lot of what Paul said, that it's a family atmosphere. It's lovely for the children to learn, combined with a challenging enough skiing to keep my husband happy, because
uh-huh.
he does like those double diamond black runs and that nice snow that you can only have in the Western United States. In Europe, there just isn't that much powder and not that much snow. And the other thing, again, the family atmosphere thing Paul talked about a little bit, is that for most of us who live in big cities, New York, London, Los Angeles, it is just lovely to come on vacation and to not have to pre-book everything 3 weeks in advance,
sure.
be told you sold out, it's too late, have everything be a big struggle the way it is in our normal lives. What's lovely about Taos is that it combines the attractions of world-class skiing, world-class childcare, but it is just a little bit less pressurized than what most of us have to endure in our day lives.
Gosh, the Chamber of Commerce is going to love you for all of that stuff. Now, I just want to ask you before I let you go, and thank you so much for talking to us today on All Things Real Estate. The chalets that Julie Brooke is marketing here, any impressions? I mean, besides the proximity to the ski lift, what's your thoughts on them, Paul?
Yeah, well, I think that my parents have a place that's done up here in the ski valley at Sierra del Sol, and then some of the other ones. What I think that's nice about these chalets is they take some of the old world charm that you get
right.
in South Ski Valley,
right.
a little bit of the European flavor,
uh-huh.
but they're going to fuse that with 21st century sort of modern amenities.
Oh, that's nice.
And I think that's the nice thing that they've really been able to achieve with these
yeah.
chalets here.
And for all the traveling that you and Cecile have done around the world to give that kind of glowing commentary means a lot, I think, to Julie Brooke, but it stands the test of time. That's what these chalets are all about.
Yeah, well, we've been a lot of places, and we're very particular, so if we're here for our vacation, there's a reason for it.
Very
so.
Good. Listen, I've been talking to Paul Horvath and his lovely wife, Cecile. They are here at the Bavarian Deck. They're joining us here on All Things Real Estate. They have given their thumbs up to the Bavarian chalets that are being offered. And their last statement, I think, and I can say it for you, is anybody that's in Santa Fe right now and you want to have a lovely afternoon on Easter Sunday, drive on up here. Don't you agree, Paul?
Absolutely. The conditions are great. It's a big party up here.
Yep.
And it's a lot of fun, and anybody who's not here is missing out. So.
Very good. Listen, I'll tell you what, thanks so much for being on the show today. I appreciate it very much. Tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer back in Santa Fe, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with house celebrities. And we want to encourage everyone to jump in their car and drive up here to take a tour of the Bavarian chalets. We'll be back in a minute.
KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And today I am on the deck of the Bavarian Lodge and Restaurant, enjoying the beautiful scenery that we have here in the Taos Ski Valley, watching skiers come down the hill, interviewing all sorts of Taos celebrities, but just as importantly, inviting you in Santa Fe to come on up to visit with us today, take a tour of Julie Brooke's Bavarian Chalets, and if you do that, you're going to be entered into a raffle for fabulous gifts, including ski lift tickets, restaurant and lodging certificates, and all sorts of good stuff. So come on up here. You've still got plenty of time. We're going to be here all afternoon. But I want to shift gears and actually welcome to All Things Real Estate, Jamie Schultz, who is the co-owner of the Bavarian Lodge and Restaurant, along with her husband, Thomas. So welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you, Ray. Welcome, too.
Well, thank you so much for letting us use your beautiful deck here. It's a lovely spot to be doing it. I want to do it all year round, maybe when it's just a tad warmer, but we're having a lot of fun today. And I guess one of the questions I have as someone who has been in Taos for many years, someone who's running one of the institutions here in town, well-known by everyone who comes to Taos. Talk a little bit about what the Bavarian has to offer for people when they come up here, either to stay or to eat at the restaurant.
Absolutely. The Bavarian is actually at the gateway to the wilderness. So a lot of our summer activities are based on the outdoors, being surrounded by these beautiful mountains. There's quite an extensive amount of hiking, also horseback riding with several different outfitters. AA Travel, AA Wilderness Adventures with Al Johnson is amazing. He'll take you up on a half day or full day or overnight camping trip up to his camp. Also, the Rio Grande Stables does an amazing amount of horseback riding and these beautiful hills. So you can sign up for a variety of that. There's some fabulous mountain biking. Unfortunately, all of the trails are not developed, but there is some limited, mountain biking here. There's definitely a different outbacker that does some mushroom adventures. He goes out and takes you into the wilderness to pick some mushrooms. He's licensed for that. That's Stuart Wild. He's with Llama Adventures, and he can also do a llama trekking adventure with you. There's some fishing, amazing fly fishing. Our little river on the way down, I shouldn't say it's so little, but it does offer some of that. But even farther into the Rio Grande, you can sign up for a variety of packages.
And you've got some big events that occur here. You've got a sort of a music festival in the summer, but you have Oktoberfest around Labor Day, and that's a big event here at the Bavarian as well, isn't it?
That's correct. That happens in September, even though it's an Oktoberfest because of the weather, which traditionally happens in Germany in September as well. So we do participate in that. We have a music fest that comes up within the ski valley. The Bavarian is open Thursday through Mondays throughout the summer, reopening on Memorial Day until Columbus Day weekend. And our events are generally private events somewhat, as far as we participate in all the local activities down in the base area. So we do a lot of weddings, corporate retreats, as well as healing centers. So that happens up here, but that's more of a private function.
Now, Jamie, you have experience with European offerings, lodges and the like. Talk a little bit about, though, what differentiates Taos from other parts of the world. I mean, for someone who lives here and has made this her home along with your family, why Taos?
Well, absolutely. I do not believe that any other place offers a European retreat within the Ski Valley as well as the cultures that are offered in the town of Taos. You have the high desert, and then you have the high alpine environment. And in between those, it's not a long distance, it's 20 miles away, but you get an amazing variety of diversity from the Native American cultures, the Hispanic cultures, and then the European cultures. So within that, you also have the two different environments and climates. So you can actually come up from town and cool off, and then you're going back downtown, you have that warmer weather.
Right. Now, I think before I let you go, and thank you so much for this terrific sort of summary of why Taos is special to you, but you actually have a gift that you're throwing into our raffle for anyone who tours the Bavarian chalets. What is that gift?
Actually, we are offering several nights stay within the suites and the chalets, as well as dinners and lunches offered at the Bavarian to redeem at your convenience.
And I came up here last week to sort of scope out the location. I had lunch here at the Bavarian, and I can guarantee anybody who comes up here today, whether you're coming from Santa Fe or anywhere else, you will have a fabulous meal. So listen, Jamie Schultz, I appreciate you letting us use this restaurant, this deck. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope that this has been a successful day for you as well.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay,
appreciate having you here.
Okay, talk to you soon. All right, shifting gears, I'm looking for my friend Julie Brooke, who is my colleague with Santa Fe and Taos Realty Partners, and she is going to sort of round out the end of the show here with me to talk about what's going on with the tours here of the chalet. Anyway, again, this is a terrific location for people who are thinking about spending a Sunday afternoon away from Santa Fe. Just jump in your car, drive up to the Taos Ski Valley off of Route 150, and you'll join us here at the Bavarian restaurant on the deck. And if you take a tour of these terrific chalets that are being offered by Julie Brooke, we will enter you into a raffle automatically for terrific gifts, including ski lift tickets for next season, restaurant and lodging certificates. There also are some big raft trips that are being offered in the summertime, and all sorts of additional gifts that are available for folks who take the tour of the chalets and enjoy them. So I tell you what, Kelly, if you can hear me, Kelly, I'm looking for Julie Brooke. If you can find Julie Brooke, my colleague, she needs to come over here, and we're going to round out the show in the last few minutes here on All Things Real Estate. Gino Thompson, my producer, is back in Santa Fe taking care of all the electronics. We're sort of working here next to Patty Mack, who is next to me here from Kate House. And I see that actually Patty has my colleague Julie Brooke on the line with them. And I'm going to try to steal Julie away so we can talk a little bit about the chalet that she's offering for sale. So hold on a second. I'm going to steal her away from another radio show and have her come on here. She's talking to the people of Taos right now, trying to entice them to come on up. Julie, when you have a chance, come on over here so you can give your last sort of couple of minutes of remarks to me for we've been talking. Julie, thank you for coming back.
Hello. Sorry.
That's all right. She's actually being pulled and tugged from a thousand different directions. There are so many people up here today that are wanting to tour the chalets. Julie, we've got a couple of minutes left here on the show before we have to close out. Last thoughts for anyone in Santa Fe as to why they should come up here to the beautiful Taos Ski Valley.
Last thoughts, Ray. One is if you can't make it today, call me, 505-690-0900, and we'll get you on a tour, you know, this spring or this summer, because they are so worth seeing. And there's so many events, I think you've already heard the guests say, that are worth coming to this summer, besides just, you know, getting away to a very beautiful, peaceful place.
Right. Well, in the last minute or so that we have left on the show here, just give a summary again about what they can expect when they take a tour of these fabulous chalets.
Well, we've got one online, completely built, completely furnished, completely decorated, three bedroom, four bathroom. And then we've got the new building site to show you that we're taking reservations on for one and two bedroom units. And they can include them in the rental program here at the Bavarian, to kind of help defray a little of the cost, make it a little easier. And people can buy them together or on their own. We have one gentleman who has purchased two chalets in the same building and is buying both of them. So all kinds of opportunities.
That's pretty amazing. And again, the ones that are online for construction, when will they be completed?
We're hoping to complete them by the end of 2011, but we do need enough reservation agreements in order to start construction soon.
And so, again, if people come up today, they can tour until 4 o'clock this afternoon, thereabouts.
Right.
Julie Brooke and our colleague Robbie Dobbins from Santa Fe Realty Partners is here, and they've been lining up and scheduling people left and right, so I know we're going to have a lot of potential buyers of these beautiful chalets. But, again, Julie, just for the last 30 seconds that we got here before we have to close out the show, what are some of the gifts that people can expect to win off of this raffle?
We've got lift tickets for the 2010-2011 ski season. We've got meals at the Bavarian, at the Taos Inn. We've got custom footbed from Boot Doctor, lodging at the chalets and at the Bavarian and at the La Posada de Taos, and raft trip and llama trip.
Absolutely. That's fabulous stuff. Well, again, Julie Brooke, I want to encourage everyone from Santa Fe to come up here and meet with you and take a tour of the Bavarian Chalets. You've been a lot of fun to have on the show today on All Things Real Estate. So we'll do this again maybe in the fall, right?
Yeah, we're hoping to do it again soon. Okay. Maybe
in
even sooner than that.
Okay, very good. Well, Julie
and
Brooke,
then next year, the beginning of the ski season.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you, Julie Brooke, my colleague at Santa Fe and Taos Realty Partners, for offering up these spectacular Bavarian Chalets for people to tour today. I want to thank the Bavarian Lodge and Restaurant for all their hospitality, as well as all the Taos celebrities who joined me on the show today. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, Kelly Matthews, my engineer, and the gang back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a terrific show. Thanks much to you, the famous Patty Mack, who's sitting right next to me here, and his sidekick, Kate Black, and the rest of the crew from Taos 101.9 FM for your fabulous music show today. Thank you, all the folks on the Bavarian deck here in Taos, as well as everyone in Santa Fe, for tuning into the show. You still have some time to tour the Bavarian Chalets this afternoon, so come on up and join us in the Taos Ski Valley. Until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck on all things real estate.